You're listening to Bass Fan Radio.
Hi, welcome to Bass Fan Radio. I'm your host, John Storm, and we're going to talk today with FLW Tour Pro Jim Moyna, who is en route to Norman, North Carolina for the third stop in the FLW Tour. How you doing, Jim?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Had a nice little vacation right before I came down here up in northern Minnesota, so I'm ready. I'm rested and ready to whip up on some bass there in Charlotte.
Well, that's great. The reason I wanted to call you is because the FLW Tour has fished Norman the past 2 years, and then this will be the third year. It's always been in late April. And when you look at the top 30 the past 2 years, only 9 guys have been in that top 30 both times. Only 2 of them have made the cut both times. And of those 2, who are you and Greg Pugh, you've got the best average finish at 4th. You finished 6th there in 2007, 2nd last year. What's up? You got a little mojo on that lake? You just have it wired? Tell me about it.
Well, first of all, John, I got to give you a little credit there because there's an old saying in tournament fishing, nobody remembers who got second. And apparently you not only remember who got second, but who got, you know, all the other places. So at least somebody's on top of these second-place finishes.
Yeah.
Anyways, as far as getting 2 top tens there, I can't really put a finger on it, you know. Obviously, I got some confidence going into this coming event because it's going to fall right on in the same timeline, pretty much. Our other times that we were there were, you know, there in April, and here we are again in April. So I'm going to tie on the same lures and at least to start with in practice and just see how it goes, you know. I really don't believe in any kind of mojo or nothing. I just happened to fall into the right fish. I don't think I was catching any more numbers of fish than other people. I just think I was falling into just maybe the right size fish than other people. And how much of that is just coincidence and how much of that is actual, you know, meaningful patterning of the fish, I'm not really sure. So, but I do know I can catch some fish on my Salmo Skinner topwater in April there, and pull out an all-terrain stick and a Senko and use those baits in practice and see what happens, because those were a couple baits that worked for me. Had a little swim bait thing that was working too last year. I might have to tie that on a rod or two and we'll also see how it goes. You know, it can't be a whole lot different than last year. I remember last year. The first year we were there, I remember the shad spawn was in full swing, and last year the timing was a slightly earlier as far as seasons go. Just a week or two earlier, it seemed like we had a lot of fish on beds, but the shad spawn wasn't quite wound up yet. So this year, I'm not sure where it's going to fall in there, but I should know within the first day or two of practice, I should know how that shad spawn is or how the bass spawn is. So,
have you heard much? I mean, I know there's off limits, but there's also just general fishing reports on the internet and stuff. Have a bunch of fish been up? Is it going to be a spawn post-spawn tournament? Do you know anything?
I know nothing.
Okay.
I don't know anything. The way I figure, I've been here 2 times. I'm just going to, you know, in practice, I'll just get a good read on what's going on. I'll be looking for fish on beds and see, you know, and trying to get a judge as far as how long they've been on beds. I do know this. I was told a long time ago that when the dogwood trees bloom, that's when the bass are spawning. Well, I know they've been blooming for a while, so maybe the bass have been spawning for a while as well. So I'll have to... It's one of those silly sayings that I've been trying to prove it every year, right or wrong, and I'm telling you, that really holds true. As soon as you start seeing dogwood blooms come out, I mean, you got to start looking for bass spawning for sure. So, and from what I understand, there's been some blooms going on out that way. So,
now the other part of this story is, Norman probably couldn't come up at a better time for you because you really had a pretty poor start to this year. You're down near the bottom of the points. You got a real big hill to climb to get to the Cup. Of course, you can climb it with a top 10 at Norman or you know, some consecutive top 20s. Are you putting some pressure on yourself at this event and the ones afterwards to get into the Cup this year?
You know what? Yeah, after my last finish at Table Rock, where I, you know, the second bad finish, the Cup is the best. That's like furthest thing from my mind right now. At this point, I'm just going to take each tournament as they come and try to figure out how I can maximize my catch at each lake. And so the cup is, I'm not really concerned about it right now. I just, I'm really, really what I'm concerned about and really heavily concerned about is just turning the tide on my performance. Now you mentioned the two tour tournaments, but I also been fishing the FLW series of the BP Eastern division of the FLW series. And if you go back to the last one last fall and then two this spring and then the two tour tournaments, that's five tournaments total consecutive where I haven't made a check. Man. That's deeply concerning to me. I've never been in this situation. I don't even know if I've missed three in a row checks, but I'm not changing how I approach things at all. I'm not changing my style of fishing. I know how I fish. I know how I approach it. It's worked for me in the past, you know, not every tournament, of course, but overall, over my career, I've got a good way of going about it, and I'm going to stick to it. I feel like eventually I'm going to get back on track. In fact, you know what, at the last series tournament, like you follow, I mean, going into that tournament, I already fished three tournaments this spring, and I haven't had a good day of practice, haven't had a good day in tournament competition. I mean, it's like totally can't get in tune with the fish. And Lake Eufaula was the same way until the last day of the tournament. The last day of the tournament, I finally felt like I was like in tune with what was going on, and I mean, it really felt good that day. So I left that lake on a good note, and I'm going to a lake where I've had some good history. So perhaps this can be a turnaround at this lake. And if I don't turn this around at this lake, I'm really going to wonder what's going on in my head, you know? So.
Well, Jim, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be picking in fantasy fishing given your record there and your strength of record over your career, and really appreciate the update and wish you a heck of a lot of luck at Norman, and we'll certainly be watching here at Bass Fan.
Well, I know you guys well. You guys do a great job of keeping on top of what's out there, and appreciate the opportunity to share my thoughts on this tournament with everybody.
Thank you, Jim. We'll see you.
Bass Fan Radio.